Simon & Schuster Audio presents One Medicine, How Understanding Animals Can Save Your Life. Written and read by Dr. Matt Morgan. Author's note. I've changed some of the personal details of patients to help protect their privacy. Where cases are likely to disclose a patient's identity through their unusual nature, I've sought patient consent or assent from their relatives to share these details with the reader. While all clinical cases are based on real patients, some names and characteristics may have been changed, some events compressed, and some dialogue recreated. I've only included facts that I believe to be true, although I have not sought independent verification of second-hand details given to me by colleagues, families, or friends. Introduction. It all started when Barry choked on a hobnob. He suffered cardiac arrest after the oat biscuit went into his lungs instead of his stomach and ended up in my intensive care unit. I nearly came to a similar fate that morning. It was a rare, hot Welsh summer's day, and I had inhaled countless flies during my bike ride along the river to work. Had I ridden into a bee, I too may have been battling for my life. As we tried to save Barry's life, a flock of birds flew past the hospital window next to his bed. Why didn't those birds die? I thought. Although not known for their love of biscuits, birds continuously inhale things that could block their lungs as they fly forwards. How do they survive? I wondered. And so, my obsession with what animals can teach us about human medicine was born, from a simple hobnob. Barry survived, and so did my enthusiasm for the subject. Then the questions really started. Every day in intensive care, I meet people at the brink of life. When I try to understand their disease and think of treatments, I now see animals. How does a giraffe breathe, and can it help us treat asthma? Why do kangaroos have three vaginas, and can it help couples having IVF? Why do koalas eat shit, and should I feed it to my own children? How can an ant help stop the pandemic? Is this strange? Yes, I suppose so. But using solutions nature invented.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?